All right, welelcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. It's written and directed by Dean DeBluss, who has done some of the previous movies, and Lilo and Stitch, and it's also based on a book called How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell, and it stars Jay Baruchel and America Ferrera. And the synopsis is, when Hiccup discovers Toothless isn't the only Night Fury, he must seek the Hidden World, a secret dragon utopia, before a hired tyrant named Grimmel finds it first. If you haven't seen the series before, the first movie involved a character named Hiccup, who's played by Jay Baruchel. His father is played by Gerard Butler. His father is the king or leader in his Viking society. Hiccup, he's not the son that he believes that his father wants, and that kind of goes off in a whole other direction. He finds a dragon. Hiccup's Night Fury is called Toothless. That sets that movie up. Don't remember the second one too well, but I do remember seeing that. So this one picks up after the last movie, and Hiccup has become a friend to the dragons. Hiccup is the leader of his society now. America Ferrera's character, who in the first movie developed a relationship with Hiccup, they're on the verge of getting married, and he has a particular dragon called the Night Fury. Eventually, there's a white version of the dragon that Hiccup has, and they call it the Light Fury. So Night Fury, Light Fury. Those two dragons fall in love. Eventually, a character named Grimmel finds Hiccup, and Grimmel is a dragon hunter. Grimmel wants to kill all the Night Furies, so Hiccup and Astrid want to move the society from their current place to look for the Hidden World. And also, Toothless, the Night Fury, has ran off to try to find the Light Fury. There's reasons to try to find the Hidden World, and that's where we'll stop. I kind of went into this movie expecting how I felt about the Lego movie, that this movie was going to be somewhat worthless and unnecessary, but this one plays with the story a little bit. Aside from the Night Fury, Light Fury, there's also another coming-of-age movie for Hiccup. He's growing into becoming a leader. Other than that, I mean, that's really what the movie is about, is Grimmel angle is okay. I mean, you have to have antagonists in these types of movies. But again, I kind of went into this thinking I would not like it, but it is okay. Again, compared to the Lego movie, which was just really unnecessary. There are a lot of How to Train Your Dragon TV shows, spinoff movies that did not get wide releases, and can kind of see this going both ways, that this just could be another one of those direct to home video movies, but it's decent. It's well acted. America Ferrera and Jay Baruchel have chemistry because they've been doing these movies for so long. So if you think about another DreamWorks movie, which is Kung Fu Panda, and I think that had three movies as well, the How to Train Your Dragon series probably means more to me as opposed to Kung Fu Panda, but Kung Fu Panda critically probably has a lot more fans, at least according to the story. This should be the last movie. So there's some closure for Toothless and the Light Fairy. There's some closure for Hiccup and Astrid and Hiccup Society. So as a score, I'm going to give this a 6.5. Again, I was expecting not to like this movie. I thought it was okay. I mean, it's not groundbreaking. Again, this is the third movie, but it's just not a cash grab like Kung Fu Panda or the Lego movie. I think out of my favorite DreamWorks movies, my favorite would be Boss Baby. That was a great movie, came out 2017, had Alec Baldwin in it. Shrek 1 and 2, How to Train Your Dragon 1, and then maybe this movie as a 5. This is all DreamWorks movies. Again, 6.5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.